listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 6, Episode 30. Today's topic is going to be ending the year lighter, what to release before the new year. And as I talked about in last week's episode, December isn't just the last month of the year, it's a psychological threshold. It's where reflection, grief, exhaustion, hope, pressure, and possibility all collide. And many of us, especially professionals or caregivers, educators, leaders, are walking into the new year carrying too much, too many obligations, too many emotional attachments, too many expectations, and too many relationships that drain rather than nourish. So today we're going to be slowing down. And this episode is not about hustle, it's about productivity. It's about discernment, because growth doesn't always come from adding more. Sometimes it comes from letting go. So again, as I said last week, December activates something deep in the nervous system. From a psychological standpoint, our brains are wired around cycles, school years, fiscal years, calendars, and milestones. Endings naturally trigger reflection, anxiety, regret, grief, and pressure to wrap things up. For many professionals, December also comes with burnout, compassion fatigue, decision fatigue, and emotional overload. And here's the truth that we don't say out loud enough. You cannot carry everything into the new year and expect a different outcome. If you're feeling short-tempered, emotionally numb, overextended, resentful, disconnected from yourself, this is not a personal failure. That's information. Your body and your mind are telling you something has to be released. So let's start with decluttering. And no, I don't just mean closets and inboxes. I'm talking about mental clutter, emotional clutter, energetic clutter. Decluttering is about asking one powerful question. Does this still add value to my life? This can apply to commitments you've outgrown, roles you keep out of guilt, expectations placed on you that were never yours to carry. Internal narratives like, I should be able to do more, I can't disappoint anyone, and rest means I'm lazy. As a clinician, I see this constantly. High-functioning, capable people drowning under unnecessary emotional weight. So let me say this clearly. Just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should. Decluttering might look like saying no without over-explaining, letting emails sit instead of responding immediately, not volunteering for one more thing, and releasing the need to fix everything. Take a breath with me and ask yourself quietly, what am I holding on to out of habit, not intention? So in the next segment, we're going to talk about detachment. Now, let's talk about detachment. Detachment is not indifference. Detachment is emotional boundaries. Detachment means caring without overfunctioning, supporting without self-sacrifice, and loving without losing yourself. Many of us were conditioned, especially women, helpers, and people of color, to equate worth with usefulness, love with endurance, and loyalty with self-abandonment. But detachment says, I can care deeply without carrying what isn't mine. Detachment might mean not internalizing other people's moods, not chasing closure that will never come, not over-explaining your boundaries, and accepting that some relationships are seasonal. And here's the hard truth. Some people only know how to relate to the version of you who overgave. And when you detach, they may call you distant, changed, or even cold. But what's really happening is you're choosing yourself. And that's not cruelty, that is growth. This is the hardest part. Deleting what devalues your life. And again, to be clear, anything that constantly makes you feel small, inadequate, guilty for having needs, anxious instead of safe, and drained instead of supported, is costing you more than you realize. This could be a relationship, a dynamic, a work culture, a belief system, and a version of yourself built on survival, not authenticity. Deleting doesn't always mean confrontation. Sometimes it means distance, reduced access, lower emotional investment, and no longer seeking validation. You don't owe everyone continued access to you. And you definitely don't owe loyalty to spaces that require you to shrink. And let me say this slowly. If it devalues you, it doesn't deserve a seat in your next chapter. So as I prepare to close, I want you to imagine 2026 not as pressure, but as possibility. Ask yourself what version of me needs to stay behind. What coping strategy once protected me, but now limits me. And what belief about myself I'm ready to release. Maybe you're not bringing chronic self-doubt, over-apologizing, emotional over-availability, burnouts as a badge of honor, and relationships built on obligation. Maybe you're bringing clarity, boundaries, rest, discernment, and self-trust. You are allowed to enter the new year lighter. So let's end with a grounding moment. Take a deep breath in through your nose and slowly out through your mouth. And repeat after me silently or aloud. I release what no longer serves my growth. I am allowed to change. I choose peace over performance. I do not carry what devalues me forward. And I enter the next season lighter, clearer, and grounded. December is not about rushing, it's about discernment. Declutter. Detach, delete. And don't bring in 2026 what was never meant to stay. If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs permission to let go. Until next time, be gentle with yourself.
listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.